Hello, lovely podcast people. My Dublin tour post-it note. If you listen to my last podcast, I forgot to say at the beginning, yes, I might be doing a talk in Dublin on the 3rd of June, bank holiday weekend in Ireland. In the show notes of this, you can go and click it. If you didn't listen to the, I did a quite good sales pitch. I'd forgotten to say it, and then I just was in the moment. Now I feel a little bit awkward, like this is like, this show is sponsored by Martin McDonald's Tour Talks. If you don't know about them, they are aimed kind of at the, you know, I had several thousand people come to my talks in 2019, and I had two complaints. One complaint was from a personal trainer who said, if I'd known you were just going to talk about the basics, I wouldn't have attended. You should have made that known. And I was like, sent her the link to the page where she bought the tickets, which was like, this is literally aimed at the layperson. The other complaint was from someone who was gay and got offended by one of my jokes. And the joke was that there was this big thing, I think, in like 2018, where every one of my followers, like my sort of social media following was growing so much. Everyone thought I was gay. And I basically, it's like 2018, 2019. And I was like, I just couldn't believe it. I was so flabbergasted. I like posted because someone had said it. And everyone was like, and there was just this flurry of just people being like, yeah, I thought you were gay. I thought you were gay. I thought you were gay. And I was like, so I had, I'm kind of ruining one of the slides in the talk now, which is annoying. Damn it. But yeah. And he was like, you made, you know, gay joke. I was like, I literally wasn't making a joke at the expense of the gays. Are you allowed to say that? You're definitely not, which is why I said it. It was ridiculous. I was like, unbelievable that he was like, well, he didn't come back after lunch. I was so offended. I was like, ridiculous. Anyway, this other girl who's a Muppet, who I went on her profile and she was like talking rubbish about nutrition. I was like, one, the talk was aimed at a layperson. So as a practitioner, it wasn't aimed at you. But thousands of the people who came to the talks were practitioners and were like, I got loads out of it. Even MNU graduates who have paid to be qualified via MNU, who were like killing it, working with loads of clients, were like, it was so good to hear you talk to a layperson in that way, because I got so much out of it. And there was even, you know, there's stuff I don't talk about on MNU. Because it is to that different audience. You know, two complaints is like, you need to take a look at yourself. Anyway, no one even complaints. They were just flipping moany DMs. Where was I? The tour talk. It's really anyone can benefit. Loads of people brought partners that are not even interested in nutrition or whatever. They just like wanted company or support or whatever. And even they enjoyed it because I don't try and make it funny. It just happens, doesn't it? When you don't care what people think and you say stuff that's not PC, the right type of people laugh. Where was I? Yeah, just there'll be a link in the bio and you can get information on that. Get in there, get on the first release of tickets if you want to. Make a weekend of it. Hopefully it happens. Anyway, this... Oh man, this is annoying, right? I've been thinking about recording this podcast just for a couple of weeks based on a couple of comments on an Instagram reel I did that just did very, very well. And it ended up being seen by lots and lots of people who weren't my followers. And, you know, it's always interesting the different types of comments you get. You know, some of them are just, oh, F off. It's like, oh, okay. I think I just replied to that just with like a sad crying emoji. Just because I'm like, obviously it didn't hurt my feelings at all. But I just thought that, I mean, that person's probably just not loving life at the minute, or like they're just walk through life hurting people because of whatever. And I sort of think if they just saw, they'd just like hurt my feelings, even though they hadn't, it was just like, oh, that's not really nice. Rather than me being aggressive back to them, they might just rethink their actions on social media a bit more. But some people are just like, oh, well, you know what I think? I think if we listen to all of you experts, then we just end up eating nothing. And there's just a few comments like that that I thought this podcast might be a good one, just a short one, which is why I'm annoyed that I've started it with that spiel about the tour, because I wanted it to be something that people could send to people. Because I think lots of people who listen to my podcast are probably the same as me, that they're not trying to be pushy on other people. I mean, I'm sure some of you are. Like, I must have some Karens that listen to my podcast and they're oblivious that they are Karens. You know, a bit like, oh, I don't know any people like that. And it's like, because that's you. You know, it's like, oh, I don't have anyone in my family who's like that. It's you. You are that person. If you don't know those people, it's you. You're the one. Oh, you know, those people are just... I've never been on a course like that where someone just like just asking questions all the time and you're just like annoyed, or you know that you know you're at some work staff training thing and then you know it's finished and someone's asking questions at the end, so you will have to stay long. Like, I don't know anyone like that. It's like, it's you, Dave. You're him. Everyone's there going, I know someone like that. But a few of you, it's you. You're that person. What is it? It's like, stupidity is like being dead. Ricky Gervais quote. Stupidity is like being dead. You don't know anything about it. It doesn't hurt you. It only hurts those around you. So where was I with this random rant? I think lots of you will not be those people, and you're not trying to force people to do things. You just want people to be informed so they can make their own decisions. There's just stuff like that for me, and I get it. I get there's things people want to talk about because it's like, oh, I did this and it absolutely changed my life. I want others to know about it. And you get people sort of becoming a bit evangelical about whatever they've found. So, unfortunately, you know, if someone went keto or low carb, they're like, oh, it's the best thing ever. As long as they're just like, it's really helped me, maybe you should try it. I've not got too much against that. It's when people start saying they're experts in something and saying it's the best thing. Or they're like, everyone should do it. Don't you know that everyone should be carnivore? Because I went carnivore and it helped me be a little less bloated. You know, as soon as I stopped eating a whole loaf of bread a day, I was like so less bloated and all I eat now is just meat. It's like, okay, Callum, we've heard enough. Thanks, buddy. I was really trying to think of a specific name. Anyway, the point of this is, I don't know the point of this. I just said to myself, I'm just going to sit and record. It's probably one of those podcasts for the more fans of the podcast, but I've ruined it, really. I've ruined it. So you're not going to be able to send this on to people. But just the point being that there's certain things which, a little bit like my sleep podcast, which I think was the one just before this, and the podcast on squash and the reel I did on squash and artificial sweeteners and these sweet things in children. All it is just like, here's some information if you would like to benefit from that, if you feel you could benefit from that, take it or leave it. You know, it's not that I was saying in that podcast, for instance, you shouldn't ever give your children squash, especially if that makes your life harder or worse because of doing that. But maybe just knowing that you're like, oh, I haven't had a child yet, and I would have definitely just given them squash all the time because that's what we did. But yes, I have struggled with being a bit of a fussy eater. Maybe I'll try that with mine because, yeah, they're a two-year-old. They don't even know squash exists, so I don't have to give it to them. So, yeah, I'm struggling with what this podcast is. It's maybe just going to be called a wisdom podcast and it's going to be like whatever. We're probably almost at 10 minutes, aren't we? So it's not even short anymore. But yeah, I suppose it's just a thing for me to say for some of you listening. Lots of these things, it's information to make decisions on. For instance, like the rapid fat loss stuff, whenever, you know, I do some education around that, people are like, oh my goodness, this is really, you know, if they're open-minded, really challenged my bias. I've always just been like, slow fat loss is definitely best. And you still get lots of even half decent practitioners saying that. And it's like, you maybe need to read the literature more. Because if I had to put my money, if I was doing a study and I had to bet on which group was going to win, based on the whole body of literature, faster fat loss outworks, outperforms long-term slower fat loss methods. Soz. It's just what the data says. Don't shoot me. I'm just the messenger of facts. So you know, I'm not going, certainly not everyone should be doing fast fat loss, rapid fat loss, aggressive dieting strategies. But if you had to pick one. And again, the squash thing, have it, don't have it, I couldn't care less. But some people are super thankful for that information. So don't, I don't know who this is aimed at. I probably should have recorded this when it first came into my head, because I probably had something more profound or interesting to say than that. What a rubbish podcast. I'm just going to keep it short. You know, hopefully you've done 10 minutes of steps and you've gone, that's better than listening to AC/DC. But Ollie came into the office the other day and was like, Alexa. I won't say it loud because you people complain. The Karens complain. And, oh, she heard me. She lit up. How did she hear that? She was like, play Thunderstruck. And I was like, what? And she was like, my teacher. We were listening to Thunderstruck in the office the other day. Classroom the other day. I was like, interesting. They were studying the God of Thunder and it was whatever. Anyway. Right. Absolute throwaway episode. I'll do better next time. I hope at least there's been some entertainment. Much love. You know what I will do? That's going to be a funny edit. I will, on this podcast, we'll sort out some sort of discount code for the... Will I? You're going to enter your email address in. Some sort of discount coupon code, something or other. So that it's not completely wasted for my tour talk, if you want to come. So this will be like the one where if people listen to it, they get a little bonus extra. Anyway, whatever. Sorry.
Never again, I do. Not a radio show host, we'll come up to the next thing.